Section 2. Listening for Information. Listening Passage 1. Questions 51 to 55.
Be more specific with praise. Children do wonderful and amazing things. Yet these actions are often rewarded with generic praise, such as good job or you're great. Acts of goodness deserve more than casual praise and should receive more attention than negative behavior. Positive behaviors are an opportunity to reinforce good character in children. Our praise of children should create connections between specific actions and specific lessons. How often have you seen a child perform a good deed, such as picking up a friend's jacket, helping them off the ground, or returning lost money? These are examples of caring, respect for others, honesty, and kindness. When witnessing this kind of behavior, it is important to specifically praise the behavior, such as saying, "You acted very honestly when you returned the money that was not yours." When you define an action, it becomes a tool for behavioral reinforcement. When children have a specific positive behavior affirmed, they are motivated to repeat the behavior again in the future. Also, by affirming a specific trait, they communicate to the child that this trait is part of their personality or character. This helps to build a positive sense of self-esteem and self-image in children. By recognizing specific positive behaviors, describing them, and rewarding them with praise, we are able to slowly shape a child's character and sense of self. This positive foundation can benefit the child for a lifetime. Children do wonderful and amazing things. Yet these actions are often rewarded with generic praise, such as good job, or you're great. Acts of goodness deserve more than casual praise and should receive more attention than negative behavior. Positive behaviors are an opportunity to reinforce good character in children. Our praise of children should create connections between specific actions and specific lessons. How often have you seen a child perform a good deed, such as picking up a friend's jacket, helping them off the ground, or returning lost money? These are examples of caring, respect for others, honesty, and kindness. When witnessing this kind of behavior, it is important to specifically praise the behavior, such as saying, "You acted very honestly when you returned the money that was not yours." When you define an action, it becomes a tool for behavioral reinforcement. When children have a specific positive behavior affirmed, they are motivated to repeat the behavior again in the future. Also, by affirming a specific trait, they communicate to the child that this trait is part of their personality or character. This helps to build a positive sense of self-esteem and self-image in children. By recognizing specific positive behaviors, describing them, and rewarding them with praise, we are able to slowly shape a child's character and sense of self. This positive foundation can benefit the child for a lifetime.
Question 51. 1. Try to balance both positive and negative praise. 2. Be as general as possible. 3. Be specific. 4. Do not exaggerate. Question 52. 1. Carrying a friend's bag. 2. Returning lost money. 3. Picking up a dropped item. 4. helping a friend to stand up. Question 53. One, the child will smile with pride. Two, they are motivated to repeat the behavior. Three, other negative behaviors will extinguish. Four, the child will become more aware of their behaviors. Question 54. One, managing children's personalities. Two, classroom management. Three, behavioral psychology. Four, how to effectively give praise. Question 55. One, child personality traits. Two, managing personalities the right way. Three, be more specific with praise. Four, the complimentary teacher.